Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shmuel Eliezer Bedil. Maseches Krisis is dedicated by the Donors Fund. Le'ilu Nishmas Shena Esther Bas Rabbi Shaya.
Krisis Taf Yud. Before we start the sugya of year on Tesamet Beis Yudum and Aleph, we'll just start the shiur with one more nekuda, one more point, in the previous sugya of the Tumas of the material. That material also the Mishnah tells us, material Shinis Naga and the Goyim Harbe, the Breiser. And the Mishnah tells us, Tanan Hossam, there's a machlokes, a three-way machlokes, in the kvius of the korbonos of Oni and Oshi. The Mishnah says, Tanan Hossam, Mitzuyo, Shehivi, Ashomoi, Veheshi, Hakoil Hulich Acha Chatos, this is Reb Shimon's Shita, that everything is Tony on a Chatos. Reb Yudah says, Hakoil Hulich Acha Oshom, and Reb Lezer Ben Yankiv holds, Hakoil Hulich Acha Tziporim. Now, the Lashon of the Mishnah, which the Gemara quotes, is Mitzuyo, Shehivi, Ashomoi. This is the Lashon of Mishnah in the Goyim, in Perik Yud Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, and Mishnah Yud Aleph. This is Mashma, that the material who already brought his Oshom, and then only afterwards he became a Oshir, then we say that the Kvirs depends, according to Reb Shimon, on the Chatos, and Reb Yudah holds that it depends on the Oshom, and since he's already brought his Oshom, therefore he gets a Kvirs of whatever status he had during his Akrovas or Oshom. But the Ravid in Kinim, in Perik Beis Mishnah Hei, Diva Maschel Isha, he's going in the Mishnah, Metzuyo, Shehifrish Korbonoi. So too, the Shittim Mekobetzes over here in Oisid Beis, he's Magia, says the Ravid, like the Ravid says, that everything depends on the Zman of the Hafrosha of the Korban. When he was Mafrish the Korban, not actually on the Zman of the Avor of the Korban, but it is totally on the Zman of the Hafrosha of the Korban alone enough to be Kiveya, his status as being a Oshi or a Oni. The Lashon of the Rambam is Mefurish, like by we are by us. The Rambam says in Mechusei Kapora Peikei Alochetes, Hakoil Hoylech Acha Ha'oshom, Im Hoyo B'Shas Shchitas Ha'oshom Oshi, Yashlim Korban Oni, Yashlim Korban Oshi, Im Hoyo Oni, Yashlim Korban Oni. It's Mefurish in the Rambam that everything depends on the Shchita of the Oshom. This is the Havor, which the Gemara says by us, depends on the Zman of the Shchita, and this is the time when it's Nikva, his status, whether he's got Din Oni, or Din Oni, or Din Oshi. There is a shver loshon of the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos in Erichin. The Rambam in Perek Dalet Mishnah Gimel in Erichin says that everything depends on the zman that he became chayiv in the korban. The Rambam says in Bishol she nischayiv bekorban hoya oni, then even later on he becomes an oshi, he being the korban oni. The Rav, the Batanur over there also says such a loshon. And the Bekveig over there already asks in Oischess, he says I increases Perek Beis Mishnah Gimel v'tzorichiyun. This is our kasha. He asks from our Mishnah and our sugya. That you see clearly, it is not totally on the Zman Achiyuv, it depends on the Zman of the Havor, or like the Ravid says, on the Zman of the Afrosha, but the Al-Kaponim, the Rambam, who says it's totally on the Zman of the Chiyuv, this is definitely Shver from our Sugya, that you see it depends either on the Zman of the Havor, or on the Zman of the Afrosha. Now, Al-Gemara only discusses the case of the Metzoyer. Over here we have a three-way Machlokes, if it depends on the Komichatos, the Oshom, or the Tziporim, but by other Olev Yoyrids, we have other Korbonos, which depends on his status, whether he's Oni or Oshi. Over there, we don't find any din. What is Alocha Lamosha by Yeledes? Who also brings two korbonos. What happens if during the first korban she was Oni? What happens by the second one? Does she and she became Oshi? Is there also Alocha of a kvius that depends on the korbonos? The Rashi Negoim in Peig Yudalev Mishnah Yudalev. He tells us that this whole sugya is only by Metzoyer. Only over here do we have psukim mashaloisasi yodi b'tahori osoi. This is the din of a material that we have a din of a kvius. But yeledes, everything depends on the zman havor. If she brought a korban when she was an oni and later on she became a ashiro, the halacha is she has to bring a korban oshi because since now she's an oshi, everything depends on the zman when she's actually bringing this korban and there's no kvius at all by yeledes. Says the Rashi, she's learned out from the Torah's Kohenim in Metzuyah and Peik Dalad Halacha Tesvov. Over there we said of Mufush Adin that this halacha by us in the sugya is only by Metzuyah and not by Yeledes. So too says Aruch Lanei, also by all the other korban of the oil of Yerid, the halacha is there's no kvius at all of Anios and Ashios, and everything depends on the Zman Avos HaKorban, like the Gemara said later on, Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis. It depends if he's an Oshi or if he's an Oni, and our whole sugya is only by a korban of a Metzuyah. Al Koponim over here by Metzuyah, as we said, we have a three-way machlokes, and the Gemara tells us that this depends on the translation and the pshat in the posuk Asher Loisasi Gyodoi B'Tohori Osoi. Reb Shimon says that this depends on Dovah Mechapri, which is the Chatos. Reb Yehuda says Dovah Machshire, which is the Oshom, and Reb Lezmi Yaakov says Dovah Agurim Leitayre, which is the Tziporim, which brings right at the beginning of his Seder HaTayre Samitzayre. Now, there's a very famous question over here asked on the Gemara that we find the Chiyah Stira in a few places in Shas. What is the Geder of the Korban Chatos which a Metzayre brings? Over here, the Gemara tells us, Reb Shimon says, that everything depends on Dovah Mechapri. And the korban which is actually mechaper is the korban hachatos, says Rashi, because as we know, the Gemara tells us in Erechin, after Zayin Omed Aleph, al shivot dvorim negoyim boim, a person becomes a metzoyer through seven different averis, and therefore the nizah kapoy on these averis, and this is the korban chatos, which is called a dovo amechapri, and therefore Reb Shimon holds that everything is nikva, everything is kuvea through his status, as he was by the Dovah HaMechapri, therefore everything depends on the Zman HaKrover of the Korban Chatos, because the Korban Chatos of the Metzuyah is actually what's being Mechapim for these Averis. So too the Gemara Menachos in Tzadik Aleph Amid Beis says that the Chatos HaMetzuyah is called a Mechapim. So asks the Chasam Sefer, he brings down this question in the Tshuva Chasam Sefer, in Orechayim Simen Kuf Ayin Dalet, he says that they ask a question for the Gemara later on increases the Chav Vav Amid Aleph. So too the Gemara in Seita Tetzvav Amid Aleph. The Gemara over there says clearly that the korban of the Chatos Metzuyah is Einoi Bo Al Chait. It does not come for any Avera. It has only come from Chusik Kapora to allow him to eat Kodshim. But it is not a korban which comes for any Avera. The Gemara over there asks, how can this be? The Gemara said, Al Shivot Dvorim, the Goyim Boim, and he needs to have a Kapora. Says the Gemara that the Kapora the Metzuyah already has with the Nega itself. With the nega that he had to sit, michutz lamachane, this is alone enough that he has already a kapora on the shiva dvorim. Therefore, the korban chatos is actually not coming anymore to be mechape him for any avir, and the korban mitzuyah of the chatos is only to go and be machshim, to go and eat kolchim. Mamela asks Chasam Sefer Lachir, it's a mefurish stira between the two gemaras. On one hand, we find in our gemara clearly that the dovah mechape is called the korban chatos, and the Gemara later on tells us that the Korban Chatos is not actually a Mechaper. The Kapori had already earlier with his Nega, and the Korban Chatos is only a Korban, which is Machshi. Says the Chasam Sefer, one has to say, that even though the Ike Kapora he already has through the Nega, but Al Koponim, there is still somewhat an element of Kapora needed, that the Chatos is the one which finishes off, and is Mashlim, the Kapora which is needed, through the Shivot Zvorim, because of his Averis. And therefore, the Korban Chatos is actually included in a Korban which is called Bimechaper, and the Korban Oshom is the one which is Bimachshim to eat Kodshim. So to the Chidor, we find also in the Tshuva in Chaim Shoal, in Chilek Aleph, Simen Kuf Aleph, he says also this Yisoid of Chatham Sefer, that even though the Iker Kapore already had through the Nega, but there is a Tashlum Kapore which is through the Korban Chatos. And he's Medayak like this in the Rambam, in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Rambam says, Mitzvah Asei Kuf Yud Aleph, by the Korban Mitzvah, Havoas HaKorbonoi, says the Rambam, Hin Tashlum Kapore Osoi. So it seems the Lashon of the Rambam also, even though the Ike Kapore already had earlier through his Nega itself, but there is somewhat a Tashlum Kapore through the Havo of the Korban later on, and therefore this is alone enough to say that the Chatos is called Dovah HaMechapri, and like the Gemara says in Menoches, the Chatos Mitzvah is called a Mechapri. But the Chikri Leiv, in Orechayim, in Chelek Aleph Siman Beis, he says a different teretz. And he says it could be that this is Gufa the Machlekes over here between Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda. Normally one understands that there's no Machlekes in the Hagdorah, in exactly the defining definition of each Korban. And everyone agrees the Korban Chatos is a Mechape and the Korban Oshom is a Machshe. The Machlekes is only what it depends if the Kvius of Oni and Oshi depends on the Mechape or depends on the Machshe. The Sezach Ikeleiv, Behemoth, one Kalim, different Pshat in the Gemara. The Machlekes is Gufa, is a Korban Chatos at all, a Mechaper. Reb Yehuda disagrees with Reb Shimon, and Reb Yehuda holds that the Korban Chatos at all is not Mechaper, because, like the Gemara says, that the Ike, Kapora, and the whole Kapora he already had through the Nega, and therefore the Korban Chatos is actually a Machshe, just like the Korban Oshom is, and therefore since Bal Kolchoch, the Pshat in the Posuk, is referring to the Machshe, therefore, we'll prefer to go and say that this is referring to the Osham. The Osham is the Ike Machshil, Lechul Bekodshim. And therefore, we have over here the Shita of Reb Yehuda, Dovo HaMachshiri. The reason why Reb Shimon disagrees is because Reb Shimon argues on the Gemara, Al Shiva Devarim Negorim Boim, and he doesn't hold that the Nega itself was enough of a kapoya for the Averia, and Reb Shimon holds you need to have a Korban to go and be Mechapim for the Averia, which is actually a Korban Chatos, and therefore Reb Shimon is the one who says that the Chatos is a Dovo HaMechapri. So this is a Machlekes over here between Reb Yudah and Reb Shimon, Memila says a Chikrei Leiv. This is actually the steer in the two Gemaras. The Gemara by us is the Shita of Reb Shimon, and the Gemara later on is the Shita of Reb Yehuda, and this is a Machlekes, is a called Mechatos of a Metzuria, a taller Mechape, or do we say that the Kapora only happens later on during the Chatos, or already has the Kapora through the Ikka Nega? Or you say this thing a Shaila in the Avona, and there's many Nafkiminus, like the Gemara says later on, whether the called Mechatos is called a Korban HaMechape, or it's called a Korban HaMachshe. Now moving further on into the main Sugya, the Mishnah in Tesamid Beis says, O Isha Sheyoldo Vlodo is Harbe, only has to bring one Korban. This is like the Gemara, says Minolon. We learn this out from a Posuk, Zois Teiras Hayeledes, Lezochov in Anakeva, Melami, Chemevio Korban Echod, Al Vlodo is Harbe. Says the Breisa, Yochoil Afala Leda Vala Laziva, she only brings one Korban, Tamaluma Zois. Now the Gemara says this is very schwer, we have to understand, why do we need to have a mute to tell us that she has to bring a separate korban for the Leda and the Ziva? Says the Gemara, Lemeata Ochlo Dam Vyoldo, Hochenami de Mevia le Korban Echad. Of course, there's two separate Chiyuvim. She has to bring two different korbanos for the Leda and the Ziva, says the Gemara, that the Elaim Ohochi, the mute of Zois, is telling us that this din of the Mishnah, that she can bring one korban of Lodis Harbe, is only in the case where it's Teich Melois. But if we have a Leda of Lifnei Melois, and we have another Leda of Acha Melois, then we have to bring Betem, she has to bring two separate Kolbonois. This is the din of Tamalui Mazois. Now there's a very sadistic Machlikus Rishonim over here, based on this Gemara, and we'll be Makdim, in the Mishnah late earlier on in Daf Chesamed Aleph, we found the Halacha of a Korban, of a Mechusa Kippurim, that if she has a few Ledois, and each one was Acha Melois, a few years apart, then she has to bring a separate korban on each leda, if it was a leda vadois, she has to bring a separate korban. But the Gemara tells us that this is only benegea the chivas korban that she has. But the din of mechusa kapara, that she's not allowed to eat kochim, this is enough. If she brings one korban, then she's allowed to eat kochim. Says the Gemara, this is like tvila, that just like by tvila she could be tori from many different tumors with one maisa tvila, so too, the hechshe korban to eat kochim is enough if she brings one korban. So we have them as two chalokim in the korban of a mechusa kapara. She has the chivas korban, and on this every leda is a separate chiyuv. And besides that, there's also a din that a korban of a mechusa kapara is a machshe bekochim, and this is a din that can be brought, one korban can be brought on many different ledas, even on ledas of acham elois. Memela asks the Shittim Mekubetzes over here in our Gemara, in Oiz Tezayim, Shem Toisvis, that why does the Gemara not say that the Pshat in the Breisa of Yochoil Af Al Aleidov Al Al Azivo, that she can bring only one Korban, is not referring to the Chuyvas Korban. Of course she has a Chiyuv, a separate Chiyuv on the Korban Leda, and a separate Chiyuv for the Ziva, just like we have every Chuyvas Korban on Dam and Chelev. The Gemara and the Breisa come to tell us that maybe she should be able to bring one korban on a ledov al arazivo in order to allow her to eat kodshim. Just like if she has a few ledois, even acham elois, she's allowed to bring one korban and she can eat kodshim. And maybe this heter, this mate and the machshe of the korban of a mechusa kapara can be on leda and on aziva, even though the chuyvas korban she doesn't have. And maybe what is the Gemara's kasha that the Gemara asks? How could she bring only one korban? Over here, the reason why she's only bringing one korban is only to allow her to eat kodshim, and this is a havamina, and on this we need a meal, Tamalei Mazois, to tell us that even to eat kodshim, she has to be emes bring a separate chuyva, a separate korban on each min, on the leda and on the ziva. This is the kasha which the Shita Mekubetzes asks over here on the Gemara, and says the Shita that be'emes, if you look in the Torah's Kohanim in the beginning of Parshas Tazria, in Perek Dalet, Halacha Aleph, over there, the Torah's Kohanim has a mefurish and mute, and it says over there, Yochel af leleida af leziva, tovi kan echod, talmud leima zois. Over there, it's mevur, says the Shita Mekubetzes, from the Hemshech of the Torah's Kohanim, that we're discussing be'emes this halacha of Tumas Leda and Tumas Ziva, in order to allow her to eat kodshim, maybe she should be able to bring only one korban, and a Leda of Al Ziva. And on that we have a miut of Zois, Mameila says the Shita Mekubetzes, why could we not learn that this is Be'emes, the din over here? In our Braisa also telling us that she cannot bring one korban to eat kochim, even though she actually has a chiyuv of korban, definitely, just like she has by Achilas Chilev and Achilas Dam. Says the Shita Mekubetzes, we have to say that even though we have such a drosha in the Teriyas Kehanim from Zois, but the Gemara over here is not referring to this pasuk of Zois, which the Teriyas Kehanim discusses. There's another pasuk later on, and there's Be'emes a different drosha, and therefore the reason why the Gemara by us said that the Gemara is teaching us the halacha of the chivas korban, and that's why the Gemara asked, how could this be that she should only have one chivas korban, just like Chilev and Dam, she has two separate chiyuvim, so too Leida and Ziva, is because the Gemara knows that there's already a drosh in the Teriyas Kehanim teaching us the halacha that we need to have a separate korban to allow her to eat kodshim. And therefore, the drosh by us must be in Ike chiyuv, and on that the Gemara says that it must be referring to a korban of Lifnei Melois and Laacha Melois, that she has another chiyuv. Mamele comes out, says the Shita, Be'emes, we have two separate droshes. We have the drosh in our Gemara, which the Maskona is telling us the din of the Gabal Chivas korban, that in Toich Melois she doesn't have at all another chiyuv, like the Mishnah says, that Yoldov Lodois Harbe, if the old Toich Melois, she only brings one korban. And besides that, we have another halacha, Benegea the Mishnah in Davches, which is a drosh in the Teriyas Kehanim, that in order for her to eat kodshim, even though on Leido is Harbe, she only has to bring one korban, but if she has a Leido and a Ziva, then she has to bring two, because even the Heter and the Mechshi to allow her to eat kodshim needs to have a separate korban on each Averi, on each Chet, of Leido and on Ziva separately. This is a drosh in the Teriyas Kehanim. Now, Be'emes, we find in the Goyen, over there in his Hagoyes Hagron, the Teriyas Kehanim, in the Tazria and Peyik Dalet Aloch Aleph, he explains over there the drosh in the Teriyas Kehanim, like we said from the Shitta, that it's referring to the din to be matter the kodshim. And the Chofetz Chaim over there in his Pirush on the Goyin, on the side in the Gilyan and the Teriyas Kehanim, he asks that according to the Goyin's Pshat, L'chayu, we have a new teretz to the Gemara's question over here in Krisas Daf Tesamet Beis. Because the Gemara asks, Elemeata ochlo chile v'dam v'yoldo, Elemeachlo dam v'yoldo, she should only bring one korban. Says the Chofetz Chaim, according to the Goyin, the Gemara's kasha is not shver, because the Drosha is actually teaching us that she has to bring a separate korban to allow her to eat kodshim. Says the Chofetz Chaim, it has to be that the Drosha in the Teriyas Kehanim is Be'emes a separate Drosha, mamish like the Shita Mekubetzes over here answers that there's two Droshas going on, and the Goyin over there is Mazbe the Drosha in the Teriyas Kehanim, and over here we have a different Drosha, Legabe the Chivas Korban, and this is referring to the Maskona, like the Maskona, Benigea, the Din, of someone whose Leda of Teich Melois, he has to bring another Korban Leda of Laacha Melois. Memele comes out Alocha, that if someone wants to know if a Isha has a Leido and a Ziva, and she wants to eat Kodshim, it's Mavur from the Shita Mekubetzes, it's from the Goyin, the Chofetz Chaim, they all take on that we have a Drosha in Teriyas Kehanim, teaching us the Halacha, that even though we have a Din earlier, that on many Leidois she could bring one Korban to allow her to eat Kodshim, but when you have a Leido and a Ziva, she has to bring two Korbanois, and each Leido and each Ziva is Mechayev, a different Korban to allow her to eat Kodshim. But this din is not simple, and it seems to be a machlikas rishonim, because the Shita Mekubetzes, we quoted this earlier in Daf Ches, the Shita Mekubetzes is in Baba Basra, Daf Kuf Samech Vav Amad Aleph, he brings down from the Rosh, and he says, the Rosh says clearly the halacha is, that Aisha, she yoldo, and also she had a ziva, is potter, and she can eat kodshim, if she only brings one korban, just like we find earlier, that she can bring one korban on many leidois to eat kodshim, so too on a leida and a ziva also, she could bring one korban and she can eat kodshim. And actually we said earlier, the Shita Mekubetzes over there from the Rosh learns this pshat in the Breisa in Chesamet Aleph that we're discussing a leida and a ziva, and she brings only one korban. La halocha, the Rosh holds lemaisa that she's allowed to bring one korban and she can eat kodshim, even though they're two separate dinim, two separate parshes, the korban leida and the korban ziva, because benegea, the din of kodshim, they both have a halacha of a korban of mechusa kapara, and therefore she can bring one korban, allowing her to eat kodshim, and we don't have to have separate korbanis. Mamela, according to the Rosh, Bal Kochoch, the Drosh in the Teriyas Kehanim has to be like the Gemara tells us by us, and Be'emes referring to a korban of Toich Melois and Laacha Melois, the Ika Chivas korban, because actually according to the Rosh, the halacha is that Benegea the Chivas korban, she's chayiv too, but Benegea to allow to eat kodshim, she can bring one korban even on Leida and on a Ziva. So we have here a big machlikas, Rishenim La'alocha, if a Isha has a Leida and a Ziva, Does she have to bring two korbanos to eat kolchim, or she could be potter by only one korban, she could already eat kolchim? This machlokes is found also in Nida. Toitzvus in Nida that chofala from Adalef seems to be also like the shitta of the Rosh, that she could be mutter to eat kolchim with a leda and a ziva. The Rashi later on in Nida in Nundaladom and Base, like the Rishash over there, is Madaik, is Mashman Lehedia, like the Shitta over here, we have the Shitta Mekubetzes, Rishain Toisvis, like the Goyin over there in Toyas Koyanim, says Rashi, Eino Oila Lekan Ulekan, one Korban cannot work for both, and therefore even to eat Kodshim, she has to go and bring a separate Korban. So this is Machlikas between Rashi and Toisvis in Nida, is the Machlikas also over here in the Shitta Mekubetzes, by us, with the Rosh in the Shittim HaKubetzes, in Baba Basra, Kuf Samech Vav Amad Aleph, a very Yisrita Siga Machlekes in the Ikka Korban of the Mechuse Kapora, based on the Pshat in our Gemara over here. Now moving further on into the Ikka Machlekes, we have in the Mishnah between the Rabbonon and Reb Yehuda, on this din that the Mishnah tells us, Isha Sheyoldov Lod Yitarbe, there's a Machlekes in understanding the din that she can bring only one Korban. The Gemara explains that the Rabbonon Shitta is Ledivri Chachomim Vlad Sheini Goyrim Umi Vlad Sheini Moine, and therefore as long as the last Leda is Toich Melois of the one before him, then you're always going to be Potter, because everything is totally on the Vlad Sheini. Whereas according to Reb Yehuda, everything depends on the Vlad Rishon. The Vlad Rishon is a Goyrim, and therefore the Sheini is going to be Potter, but the Shlishi is already out of the Yemei Melois from the first one. Memela, the Shlishi is going to be Chayiv, and so forth. Always, you have to be Toich Melois of the Rishon, which is the one which is Goyrim him, the Chayiv Korban. Be'emes Loshon of the Gemara tells us by us, according to the Chachomim, Vlad Sheini Goyrim. Reb Michal Feinstein points out there seems to be a machlokes over here between Rashi and the Rambam in understanding the Havona of this din of a Vlad Sheini Goyim. Rashi seems to say that since the Yoim Melois hasn't yet come, the Vlad Rishoin, even though he already had a Leder and he's already born, he's Chayev, normally one would understand that a Leder alone is enough to be Mechayev in a Korban, but Rashi says that since he hasn't yet come to the Yoim Melois, so he never managed to get to the end before there was another Leder, therefore there's no Chiyuv mitzad the Vlad Rishon, because the Vlad Rishon's Chiyuv, it seems to be in Rashi, according to the Shitta of the Rabbonon, only materializes only later on when we get to the Yoim Melois. And Mamela, if he never got to the Yoim Melois by himself, because he always had another Leder, which automatically pushed off the Yoim Melois, then Mamela, he never has any Chiyuv at all for the Vlad Rishon, and it's only Mivlad Sheini Goyim, only the Vlad Sheini is the Goyim for the Chiyuv and so forth, until we actually get to the Yoim Melois, because it's not the Leder alone, which is enough to be Mechayiv Yom HaKorban, he has to have a Leder with the Yomei Tumah, and the Yomei Tyre, and only afterwards then he becomes, ends his Chiyuv Korban, and if he never got to his Yoim Melois, then he's never Chayiv HaKorban, this is the Shitta of the Rabbonon, of Vlad Sheini Goyim, or Mivlad Sheini Moninon. Whereas in the Rambam, in Mechuse Kaporin, Aloch Ad, Perik Aleph, Aloch Ches, over there the Rambam Paskins like the Rabbonon, over there the Rambam uses a Loshen that Keilu Yolda Toimim, Ve'akoi Leida Arichta, the Rambam uses a Loshen of Leida Arichta, it is one big Leida. It seems like the Rambam understood that the Vlad Sheini Goyim means that all the Vlodis together are Goyim for the Chiyuv. It doesn't mean the second one, La'afuka, the first Leder, because the first Leder is as much Mechuyev as the second one. But since each Leder, there was a Toich Melois, and he never became Chayev yet for the first Leder, therefore with Chiyuv is on for all the Leders together, that like one big Leder Arichta, like Ba'atoyimim together, it is Mistaba that there's no Chiyuv for the second one more than the first one. So too, when you have all the Leders Toich Melois, the Vlad Sheini doesn't mean Dafka the Vlad Sheini, it means also the Vlad Sheini, and therefore there's no Toich Melois yet. The Yoim Melois only comes after the last Leder, because the Chiyuv is on all the Leders together. This is how it seems that the Rambam's Havona is on the Din, according to the Rabbonon, of Vlad Sheini Goyim. Now the Gemara over here tells us that the Gemara, according to Reb Yehuda, the halacha is that Vlad Rishon Moine. So the Gemara has a Shaila, Yiboy Lohu, at the top of the Amud, a complicated Machlokes Rishonim over here in understanding the Shaila of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Yiboy Lohu Betumah, Mali Omer Reb Yehuda. What is the shit of Reb Yehuda? Benegea the Yemei Tumah. Now this seems clear in all the Rishonim, we have to be Makdim, that this is definitely the halacha, that in a case where she had a Leder, and now she's holding in the middle of the Yemei Tyre of the first Leder, and then she gives birth again to another Vlad. The halacha is definitely that the din is that she becomes now Tumah. she has now the Yomei Tumah for the Vlad Sheni. There's no machlokes about this din. She definitely has Yomei Tumah, the mafsik, in middle of the Yomei Tayre. And now she has Yomei Tumah, if it's a Zocho, she has for 1 week. And if it's an Akevas, she has Shvuayim of Yomei Tumah, even though she's actually holding it in the middle of the Yomei Tayre. And this is agreed upon by everyone, according to Reb Yudah, according to the Rabbonon, according to all the Tzadim of the Gemara. This is definitely the Halacha, that the Yomei, the second Leder, caused a Yomei Tumah enough to be mafsik in the days of the Yomei Tayre. This Din Be'emes, the Amtachas Bin Yomini, points this out, is Mefurish Mishnah earlier in Zayin Omid Beis, the last line. The Gemara says that Machlikus Bishamayim Bishilil, Balim Apeles, Oilo Shmoini Be'echod. The Gemara over there says that Toich Menois Domeo Tmeim, says Mefurish that in the case where she has another Leder in between, she has Tumas Leder from the second Vlad. Rashi explains by us that even though the second Vlad caused Yomei Tumah, but the Machlikus, the Shaila of the Gemara over here is, how to understand this Yomei Tumah? Do we say that this Yomei Tumah is counted like it belongs totally to the second Vlad, and therefore the Vlad Rishon is missing out of his days of Yomei Tayre? And since Rabbi Yehuda is the one who holds that Vlad Rishon running on, we count the Yomei Tayre from the first one. Memela, this is going to be Mechayev to us to go and be Mashlim, the days missing from the Yomei Tayre of the Rishon. Since these days of Hefsik, of Yomei Tumah the Sheni, are counted and reckoned like the days belonging to the Vlad Sheni, and this knocks out the Cheshbon of Yomei Tayre of the Rishon enough that we should be Mashlim those days afterwards. Or do we say that the Yomei Tumah are not enough to be called Al Shmoi Shal Sheni, since Reb Yudah only says it's Din L'Chumrah, and therefore we're not going to be Mashlim the days of the Yomei Tayre which the Rishon is missing? Says Rashi that this is definitely true, that the Yomei Sheni, just like he has Yomei Tumah, so too he's going to have Yomei Tayre also. So we're definitely going to give this Isha Yomei Tayre because of the second Leder. The Shaila is only, does she get, besides the Yomei Tayre the Sheni, does she get also a Tashlum to complete her days which she missed from the Yomei Tayre the Rishon, because we're going to look at these days of Yomei Tumah the Sheni like they belong to the Sheni enough to knock out the Yomei Tayre the Rishon, that we have to be Mashlim these days later on? Or do we say we do not have to be Mashlim these days later on or not? This is the suffix of the Gemara according to Rashi. Toisvus is shonen by us, so to the Shittim Kobetes. Over here more by Riches and Ashmotas b'shem Toisvus. He learns that the Machlekes is Gufa, the two Tzadim over here in the Gemara, is Gufa the Shaila. Do we say that there's Yemei Toya to the Sheni also, since Rabbi Yehuda holds that Vlad Rishon Maninon? Memela, it could be that we don't give at all Yemei Toya to the second one. Even as we said, we get Yemei Tumah the Sheni, but it could be we don't give any Yemei Toya to the second later. And Memela, the Shaila is not just to be Mashlim the days of the first, like Rashi explains, but there's a Shaila Bichlal, whether there's Yemei Tayre the Sheni or not. This is how the Shitta Mekubetzes, and Tosfos Rishonim over here, learns the Shaila of the Gemara. Now the Shitta says, Toich Devarav in middle, he says, it could be that even this Din, which we said is Parshat, that there's a Yemei Tumah to the Sheni, to the second Leder, this could be also only a Chumrah Midar Abonon, but Me'ika Adin according to Rabbi Yehuda, since Mivlad Rishon Moninon, it could be we should totally disregard Min HaTorah the Din Tumah of Yemei Sheni, and just like we, the Gemara has a Tzad to say that she shouldn't have Yemei Tayre, maybe she shouldn't have Yemei Tumah also, but says the Shittim Kubetzet Midar Abonon Al Kaponim, she definitely L'Chumrah has Yemei Tumah the Sheni, and the Shaila of the Gemara is only to give her Yemei Tayre or not. So this is how the Shittim Kubetzet, and Tosfos learns the Shaila of the Gemara. Now the Shitta and Tosfos Yeshonim ask a very strong question on the Mahalach of Rashi, and they ask, how could Rashi say that according to both Sodom of the Gemara, there is Yemei Tayre to the Sheni, and the whole Shaila is only if we're Mashlim and we complete the days of the Rishon? If we continue on the Gemara being Zeraya from the Braisa, which tells us that the Halach is Shoichtim V'Zoikin on someone who's Mem Yoim Lezocha, and the Gemara discusses the case, how could we bring a Korban Pesach, someone who's only Yoimem Lezochar, which is still Toich Melois, explains the Gemara, we're talking about Yiledes Toimim, and the day she had, on the second day, she had another birth, and Mamela, this is Yoimem Lezochar to the second Leder, but she's actually holding on Yoimem Aleph for the first Leder. Mamela, says the Gemara, L'choyah, this is a Raya, to the Shaila, which we're claiming according to Shittas Reb Yehuda, because according to the Rabbonon, Mivlad Sheni Maninon, we definitely are going to depend on the second Leder, and she's only holding Yoimem. She's still Toich Melois. She cannot bring any Korban, and she won't be able to eat in the Korban Pesach at that night. Masha'inkin, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Mivlad Yishayimonino, Mamela, she's be called someone who's Le'acha Melois. Now asks the Shittim Akubetzes, according to the Rashi's Pshat, that Rashi learns that we definitely give Yemei Taira to the Sheni, and the Shaila is only do we give an extra day over here, which the Tumah of the Sheni knocked out. It knocked out day 8 from the later Rishoyna. Do we say that we're Mashlim that day or not? But we definitely give normal Yemei Taira to the Sheni. Mamela over here, how could she bring a Korban Pesach on the day when she's only Yoimem to the later Shniyah, to the second birth? L'chayra, she's still Toich Melois, and since she has Yemei Taira, according to both of the Tzadim of the Gemara, there's no way she should be able to bring a Korban Pesach. This is a kasha, a strong question of Yehuda Shitta and the Tosfos. The Shonim, they ask on Rashi's Mahalach, there's no way that the Gemara over here could say that she should be able to bring a Korban Pesach on Yoimem if she has to have Yemei Taira. The Shitta Makubetze says we have to say, according to Rashi, that Bemes the Gemara is trying to be pushed to third tzad, even though Rashi learns that according to both Tzadim earlier, we don't have any suffix at all, and we definitely give Yemei Taira to the Sheni, but the Gemara now is being pushed to third tzad and bringing a Raya that seems to be from this Braisa, a third tzad that Bichlal is no Yemei Taira to the Sheni, which Mamela is Shver. Why does Rashi learn earlier that this is a suffix of the Gemara, if we see anyway in the Gemara later on that there's such a tzad to say that there should be no Yemei Taira at all to the Sheni? So this is a question, a very strong question, in the Mahalach of the Gemara. How is it possible, according to Rashi, if she's still Toich Yemei Melois for the Sheni, and she has Yemei Toya, how could she bring a Korban Pesach? Says the Neir Tomid, and so to the Orch Laneh, is very Marich, that Be'emes is a way to answer the Shitta of Rashi, and we have to be makdim that this depends on a very Yesoda Sigma Machlokes between the Rambam and the Ravid, and the Ika Halacha we have in the Sugya, that a Isha can bring one Korban on Vlodis Harbe, and the Gemara says this is in a case when she's Toich Melois, when she gives birth Toich Melois, she brings only one Korban. There's a Machlokes between the Rambam and the Ravid in Hilchos Mechusei Kaporim, Peik Aleph Halacha Hei. The din is that we know that a Isha, in order for her to bring a Korban, she has to wait till Yom Elois, like the Pasuk says at the beginning of Pasha Tazria, Uvim Lois Yomei Tahara Leveinu Levas, Tovi Keves mentioned also, only once she's already finished counting her days, she's finished her Yomei Tuma, she's finished Yomei Taira, then she can go and bring, she's holding ready to be Yom Elois, she can bring a Korban. Up till then, she has a Locha of a Tvulas Yom Aruch, she can't bring a Korban. So this seems to be Muskim, agreed upon by everyone, that a Isha, a Yeledes, who decided to bring a Korban, later, Toich Melois, she's not Yoitza her Korban. The Pasuk says Mufurish, she has to wait until she's La'acha Melois. Only once she's already finished counting her days, then she can bring a Korban. But says her Rambam, that in a case where she gave birth many years ago, and now she gave birth again, and she's holding Toich Melois from the second later, and she wants to bring a Korban for the first later, she hasn't yet had time to bring Korban from the first later, and now she wants to go and bring a Korban on the first later. Says the Rambam that just like she cannot bring a Korban on the second later, so too she cannot bring a Korban Yoledes on the first later, even though the Korban is actually now coming for the later, which is long finished. But since she's still Toich Melois, she cannot bring any Korban Yoledes. Asks the Ravid that L'chayr, this is very shver, why should this be the din? Just like the Isha was Toich Melois, even though she's a Tvulas Yoyim, she's allowed to send into the Beis HaMikdosh any Korban she wants, like we find in our Gemara. She can send a Korban Pesach, even though she herself cannot enter yet the Azorah. But she's allowed to be Meshaleach Korbonos in your Tomei Meis. The Gemara says that she's not allowed to be Meshaleach. But a normal Yeledes, she's already been Toivled, and she's only waiting to Tvulas Yoyim Oruch, to her days of Melois, that she cannot bring yet Korban later on this birth, since she's still Toich Melois. But why should it then be that she cannot bring a Korban on an earlier Leder? Since she's already long finished counting the days from the first Leder, why should the Halacha be that she should not be able to bring a Korban later from the first, since she's still Toich Melois of the second? Mamela, the Ravid disagrees with the Rambam, and he says, even though the Halacha is that she cannot bring a Korban during the Melois of this Leder itself, but Al Koponim she could bring on a different Leder, on a previous birth, she could bring a Korban of a Toich Melois. This is the way the Lechem Mishnah over there explains the Machlikas Rambam and the Ravid. It seems that the Kesef Mishnah understood that the Ravid holds that she could bring, even on this later, she could bring a korban b'di'eved, toich melois. And now everyone asks already on the Kesef Mishnah that this is definitely, there's a mefurish adinim all over, that she has to wait until the after the melois. And the whole machlekes of Rambam and Ravid is whether she could bring a korban on a previous later, or she, even for a different later, she cannot bring any korban yeledes since she happens to be toich melois. So we have a very sadistic machlekes over here between Rambam and Ravid. If this man of Teich Melois allows her to bring al kolponim a korban yeledes from a previous leder, Memela says in Neir Tomid and Och Lener that if we're going to say that Rashi holds like the Ravid, that she's allowed to bring a korban on a previous leder, Memela we can say that over here, even though the Gemara understands according to both Stodim that she still has Yimei Melois for the second leder, but this does not prevent her from bringing a korban on the first leder. Since for the first leder, she's already holding Yoimim Aleph, she's already Acham Elois, so she could bring today this Korban Yeledes, and she should be able to be Yoitza, the Korban Yeledes, for the first leder, even though she's still Teich Melois of the second leder. And Mamela over here, the second she brings a Korban Yeledes, she's already going to be able to eat Kodshim, because as we said earlier, the Aloch is, if she brings one Korban, then she can go and bring Korban, she can eat Kodshim on any leder. She could be Yoitza, the din of Achilas Kodshim, on any leder she wants. If she's got five Chiyuvi leder, she only brings one Korban and she eats Kodshim. And Mela so too over here, she brings one Korban on the first leder, and this automatically allows her to go and eat Kodshim, even though she cannot bring a Korban Yeledes yet, for the second leder, since she happens to be Toich Melois. Now, even though over here, she's still Toich Melois of the second leder, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda is the one who holds that Mivlad Yishoin on Ninon, and we only reckon from the first Yishoin, this is the main Chiyuv of the Korban Leder, is only from the Yishoin. Mamela, even though she's still Toich Melois from the second Leder, but this doesn't prevent her from bringing a Korban on the first Leder. And Mamela, this allows her to eat Kodshim because this takes care of all her Chiyuvim if she could be able to bring a Korban Yeledes for the first Leder. Mamela says in the Tomei that it seems that Toisvus over here, and the Shittim Mekubet says, Rishayim Toisvus, that they ask on Rashi, that if she's Toich Melois, how could she go and eat Kodshim tonight? They seem to hold like the Rambam, that this Isha, since she's Toich Melois, she cannot bring a Korban Yeledes, even on the first leder, since she has a halacha of an Isha who's Toich Melois, and she can't be Yoitza any Korban Yeledes at all, even though she's actually now already after Melois from the first leder. Memela says the Seder Achrinim, the Neir Tomid, and the Och Lener, that it seems to be over here the machlokes between Tosfos and Rashi is actually the same machlokes between the Rambam and the Ravid, whether the halacha of Toich Melois is only eliminating the possibility of her bringing a korban on this leder itself, which is still Toich Melois, or it doesn't allow her at all to bring any korban yeledes, even from a leder way earlier, where she's already finished her Yemei Melois, like the shit of the Rambam, and it seems to be, like over here, the shit of Tosfos. Although you say this thing of machlokes in the dinim of Toich Melois and Acham Melois, in the Rambam and the Raiva, the beginning of Hilchus Mechusri Kapor. Now moving further on in the Gemara is Madche the Raya, and the Gemara says that the Gemara Pshat in the Braise is referring to Shittas Rabbi Shmuel, that the Mem Yoim is actually referring to the Mem Yoim Litzira Zocha. Rabbi Shmuel holds already from Mem Yoim after being a Korban. The Gemara says it's Obizay, it's Poshet. She's anyway Tommy Atzlei Nidos, says the Gemara, we're talking about Lady Avesta. This is a very famous Gemara because this is Halacha. It seems to be Rovers over here talking, and the din is the Gemara seems to be say the Maskona that Kamash Malon, the Efshel Psichas Akeva Beloidam, Tosfos says from here from the Shiltas that the Shiltas Paskins like this Halacha, the Efshel Psichas Akeva Beloidam. The Rashbo in Toyos Habayis disagrees in Bayi Zayin Sharvov, Chavov and Medbeis. He says that the halacha is, it's mavoi in the sugis in Nidah, depends on Machlekes Reb Yehuda and Rabbanon, in Nidah Daf Chof Aleph, Rov himself, in the end of Nidah in Daf Samech Vov, seems to say that Ein Eifshel Psichas Akeveb Loidam. Memela says the Rashbo, we have to say over here, he's only saying Pshat in the Braisa, but he himself holds la halacha that ef shel psichas akeve bleidam, and mamela every time there's a psichas akeve, we're always going to say that maybe a bit of dam came out because of this klal of Yasha Litzichas HaKeder B'lei Dam. This is also the Shita L'Halocha of the Ravid in a few places, in Shah Prisha, in the Sefer, and in Asogis, in the Rambam, in the Surah Bia, Peik Yud Aleph, Halach Yud Beis. The Ramban holds like this in Hilchis Nida Lamed Heimed Beis. So to the Rosh in Nida, Peik Gimel Simen Aleph. They all hold that the Halocha we pasken, Yev Shele Psichas HaKeder B'lei Dam, not like the Sheiltas, Toisvers, who says that the maskon of our Gemara is the Efshe Lipsichas HaKeder B'lei Dam, and it seems to be also a different gist in the Gemara, like over here, Reb Kveger brings down from the Rashbon in the Toyas Abayis. The Magid Mishnah also, he says in the Surah Bia, Peikei Aloch Yud Gimel, that the Rambam's Shitta is also like the Sheiltas. He learns Pshat in the Rambam, that the Rambam holds like the Sheiltas, that we hold like the maskon of our Gemara, that Yish, that it's possible to have a psich zakeve b'loy dam, not like the Rav Yishonim hold that the halacha we pass can yefsha the psich zakeve b'loy dam, and the halacha in the Torah and Shulchan Aruch in your Yodea and some kuf peches if gimel they pass can like the Rav Yishonim that yefsha the psich zakeve b'loy dam. Now over here on the Gemara there's a very famous question from the Tosfos Yishonim over here in Divrei Maschil Yefsha, and the Tosfos Yishonim asks if we're going to say, like we just said, la locha we hold that e efshel psich sakeva b'loy dam, and every single time we take on that a bit of dam came out, and this makes her tummy. Says the Tosfos Yishonim, if so, then why do we need to have a pasuk to tell us that every single yeledet zocho is tummy for 7 days? Bishleimer the pasuk of nekeva, we need a chidush to tell us that she's tummy for 14 days, for shvuaim, but a zocho is tummy for 7 days. Anyway, every single leda is automatically going to be tomei for a nida anyway for 7 days because efshel psichas hakeve b'loy dam. So even though she'll have a leda yaveshta, she won't see any blood at all, but she's going to be tomei because we know this klal that there must have been some dam which came out because of this klal of efshel psichas hakeve b'loy dam. Mamela, every single leda automatically is going to be mechayev us to go and say that she's tomei for 7 days. So why do we need a posuk to teach us that this Isha is Tomei for 7 days when she's Eledet Zocho? And says the Shittim Mekubet, says Enochanami, the reason why we need to have a Pasuk is because without a Pasuk we would say that just like an Akeva is Tomei for 2 weeks, so too a Zocho is going to be Tomei for 2 weeks. So we need a Pasuk to teach us that it is not like the Akeva and it's only Tomei for 1 week, even though anyway she's going to be Tomei because of Dam Nida, which she sees automatically because of this Klal of Yesha Lipsich Sakeve B'loy Dam. Now, say many Achronim, and they ask a question on the Iker problem of the Tosfos Yishonim, that he has a problem over here. What is the necessity of a Pasuk to teach us that a leader, there's a Tumas leader of Shiva Yomim for a Zocha? Say the Siddi Tyre in Yerudea, Sim Kuf Tzadik Dalet, the Michas Chinuch Mitzvah Kuf Samich Vav, Rebbe Kveig has a tshuva about this in Sim Kuf Nulches, the Rishash, the Orch Lener, the Sfasemes, but they all point this out. That l'chira is very hard to understand the main problem of the shita of the Tosfos Yishonim's question, because enechenami, in a case where we have an isha tahira who's tahir and then she gives birth, even though it's a lady yaveshta, she's definitely going to become tomei for 7 days because of this klal of yevshel psichas hakeve b'loy dam. But the reason why we need to have a pasuk in the Torah to teach us that the tumah of leida itself is for 7 days will be negea in the case where we have a isha who's already tomei nido, she already saw dam nidois and she's already during her zayin yemei nidois. And minatoya the halacha is that any dam she sees during these 7 days, she doesn't start counting again. There's no counting of zayin nikim. Any dam during the zayin yemei nidois is all part of the dam nidois. And at the end of the zayin yemei nidois, she could be toivul and then she's mutter, because this is halacha minatoya of dam nidois. Memela Sayyid Achreinim L'Chir, it's very simple, the case where it is Negea for the Torah to teach us that the Leda itself has a halacha of Shivas Yomim in a case where Ishal is Temeo anyway, and she's in the middle of her 7 days, and then on one of the days, on day Hey, day Vav, day Zayin, then she gives birth, and now the halacha would be, because of the klal of Ein Psichas Akeva B'loy Dam, we would say that this Isha is Keilu, she saw some dam. We don't count another 7 days from this later, because this is all part of the Dam Nidois. Mashen King, now that the Torah tells us that the later itself is a Sibba why she becomes Tommy now for 7 days, then we have to restart counting the 7 days. And the 7 days don't start from when she became a nida, but it starts from this leda, which itself is a mechayev of tumah, a new sibah of tumah of 7 days. So of course we need to have a pasuk to teach us that there's a tumas later of shiva yomim even by azocha in the case where she's already a nidah. So too, they say that it's negea in the case where she gave birth during Yimei Ziva. The halacha is the yud alef yoim shebe nidah lenidah. If she sees any dam, then the first time she sees dam, the din is that she's a shumeres yoim keneged yoim. She has to keep a clean day against the day which was tomei, which she saw dam. The halacha is she doesn't have to keep more than that. As long as she has one clean day later on, then everything's okay. If she sees again, then she becomes a Zovah Ktano. She sees again, then she becomes a Zovah Gedoylo. But if she has only one year, the halacha is she's a Shemeres Yoyim Keneged Yoyim. Mamele here also is to be a Negea, this halacha of a Tumah of Shivas Yomi Mitzad the Leder. In a case where she's in the middle of a Shemeres Yoyim Keneged Yoyim, and now she has a Leder. So if we're worried about this little bit of dam, because of the Klal of Yevshele Psichas HaKeveh B'lei Dam, then she won't become more than a Shemeres Yoyim Keneged Yoyim. So of course the Torah has to teach us this halacha of Shivas Yomim that she becomes an Atomi because of the Ikka Leda itself. And really, the Achrinim ask very strongly on the Tetzis Yishonim why he finds it necessary to go and say that the only reason why we have to have a Pasuk of Zayin Yomim is only to say that she's not Tomi for 14 days, just like the Nekeva Lechoyah. There's many other Nafkeminis if she's Tomi Zayin Yomim because of Nidus or because of Ledus. The Siddur Tari over there in Yerideus, from Kuftalik Dalid, on Nois Aleph, he says, of course, we have to say it, Tosfos Yerushalmi knows all these halachas also, he agrees, there's no machlokes, and he holds that the pashtus of the pasuk is referring to someone, a isha, who's tahira, and therefore, in that case, there's no necessity to teach us this din that she's tummy for 7 days, and on that, the Tosfos Yerushalmi says, the Avamina is that she should be like a Nekeva. But Enechanami, in the case where she's already Tomei Nida, or she's in Yemei Ziva, then there's a Nafkemina of the Tumah of Shivas Yomim because of the Leda, like we explained earlier. Now, one final point over here in Hilchas Nida is also a very famous Shaila. This is on Tosfos over here, Dimamaschil Beyoim. Tosfos over here says that when the Gemara says that she's Beyoim Memli Tziras Zohar, says Tosfos, we can never really know definitely that she's already holding by day 40, because it could be sometimes it takes time for the Zera to be Niklat, like the Gemara says, that Shlusha Yomim, sometimes it takes up to 3 days for the Zera to be Niklat, and therefore she's not actually someone who's giving birth to someone who's a Ben Mem Yoim. Now, says the Mitzpah Eson on our Tosfos, that there's a very famous shitta of the Plati, the crazy of Plati in the Chesnida, in Simon Kuf Tzadik Vav, Sivkot and Ches, he tells us, that even though the din is that we find, like Tosfos says, that sometimes the Zera is not Niklat until 3 days, but says the Plati, most times it is Niklat Miyad. We have a Roiv tells us that most times it's going to be Niklat Miyad, only sometimes it can wait up to 3 days, and then become Niklat. Mamela says, Mitzpah Eson, according to the Plati, we do not need to say, like Tosfos says over here, we're discussing Shita Shmuel, and Shmuel was a Boki, but every single person also can rely on the Klal of Roiv, and according to the Klal of Roiv, we can say that this Isha was actually giving birth to something which was already Ben Mem Yoim, because Roiv Palmim, it's Niklat Miyad. Reb Kveiga also in the Tshuva, in the Kamer Simen Peites, he also says that it seems to be that there's no Roiv, that it's Niklat Miyad. He says he wants his Mechiach, he's from Rashba in the Teriyas Habayis, like the same deal Mitzpah Eson is Madaik from our Tosfos. So too the Siddur Tari and Yerideya in Simen Kuf Tzadik Vav and Yisimem Zayin. He disagrees with the Plati also, and he says there's no Roiv that it should be Niklat Miyad, and Mamela Tosfos by us had to say that it's going according to the Shittas Shmuel. But it's worth pointing out that Be'emes we do find this Tzad of the Plati Mefurish in the Rishonim. This is found Mefurish in the Tosfos HaRosh in Yevomos. In Lamed Zayin or Med Aleph, over there, the Rosh says that the fact to say that the Zera was Shoyhe Milikloit, that it took time for it to be Koilit, and this says the Tosfos HaRosh's Loshen is that this is only a Chashosha Mu'etes. This is only a very unlikely tzad to say that this will happen, and most times, says the Tosfos HaRosh, Mamish like the Plati, most times we say that it's Niklat Miyad, we have a Roiv. So too is Mefurish in the Chidush Ha'Ran in Nida in Lamed Chesamed Aleph. He says the story over there by the Chassidim HaRishonim. They says the Chidush Ha'Ran is Mefurish. The Gemara takes on over there that there is a Roiv that it is Niklat straight away. And the Divrei Chaim already points this out in Dini Yibum Siman Aleph. He argues on the Tvoras Shoy in Yerideh Siman Tesvav. He says that Misvara, how can we be Mechadish, such a kind of idea, like the place he says, to say that there's a Roiv, that it happens straight away. Says the Tvoras Shoy, Meicha Tesu, we should say that if it can happen later on, how do we know that most times it takes place straight away? But says the Divrei Chaim, that the Chidush HaHiran already says, and so too in the Tesvav Sarosh, they say Mefurish like the Plesi, that most times it happens straight away, and only sometimes it is Shoye. This is like the Shitta of the Plesi, but as we said, the Mitzvah Eson is Medayek from our Tosfos, just like a Bekveiga is Medayek from the Rashbo, not like the Plesi. It seems to be a big Machlikus Rishonim in this din, and Snegea to many different Alochris, if we Choshesh, and do we say that there's a Roiv to say that the Zera was Niklat Miyad. Now moving further on in the Gemara and Amud Beis, into the next sugya of the Oyle v'Yoyud, of the Korbonos of Oyle v'Yoyud. Says the Gemara in the Braisa, Tanu Rabbono, Tani Edoch, Yesh mevi echod tachas echod, v'yesh mevi shnayim tachas shnayim, yesh mevi shnayim tachas echod, and yesh mevi echod tachas shnayim, and we explain all these different cases of Oyle v'Yoyud, that it is possible to bring one Korban, a substitute for the other one. Sometimes it's two against one, sometimes it's one against two, or two against two, or one against one. So one of the cases is a Shnayim Tachas Echod. This is a normal case, a classical case of a Korban Oyle v'Yoyud, that the Gemara, the Pasuk says in Parshas Vayikra on Perek Hey, that the Shavuos Eidol, Shavuos HaPikadon, there's a Korban Oyle v'Yoyud. In the case where the person is a Osher, he has to bring a Chatos Be'ima. And in the case when he's a poor man, he's a Oni, he brings two Predos, one Chatos Oif and one Oilas Oif. So this is the case where Shnayim Kneged Echod, instead of the Chatos Be'ima, he actually brings two korbanos, a chatos oif and a oilas oif. Now there's a very famous yisoid from Evan Ezra over there in Pashas in Vayikra, Perek Hey, Pasuk Zayin, and he explains what is Be'emes the idea. Why does the Torah tell us that instead of the chatos behima, he has to now go and bring a chatos oif and a oilas oif? Why is it not enough for him just to bring the chatos oif instead of the chatos behima? Says the Evan Ezra, Be'emes this would be enough. But since the korban of a chatos behima actually has two chalokim, there's two parts to the korban. There's the part of the bosor, which the kohanim eat, and then there's also the part of the imurim, which goes the aktorah on the mizbeach. Memelech, we're going to allow the oni to go and bring only a chatos oif. When we know the chatos oif is ein le mizbeach elo domo, the only thing which goes onto the mizbeach by the chatos oif is only the mitzui of the dam, only a bit of the dam goes onto the mizbeach. But there's no aktorah se imurim. Memela says Evan Ezra, if we're going to allow the Oni to bring the Chatos Oif alone, it will come out that this Korban is actually missing the part of the Imurim which the Chatos Behema had. Therefore, we need him to go and bring also Oilas Oif. And Oilas Oif is Kula Kolil, everything goes on the Mizbeach, that this is B'mokoim, the Imurim of the Chatos Behema. And therefore, he has now two Chalokim. He has the Chatos Oif, which is Keneged, the Chilek, Habosa of the Behema, and he has the Oilas Oif, which is Kneged, the Imurim of the Chatos Behema. This is the Yisoid of the Evan Ezra in the beginning of Ayikra and Perek Hei, Pasuk Zayin. Now with this Yisoid, this is a very famous story, the Oisameach, in Maiseh Sheni, in Perek Zayin, Alochi Gimel, he writes that the Rashba in Tshuva asks a question, in Tshuva's Rashba, we find a question in Chilek Aleph Simur Yesha involved on the Gemara in Chulin, Chof Pei Samad Aleph. The Gemara over there tells us that there's a din in all korbanos that have to be brought by day. Because the Pasuk says, B'yoyim tzavoysoi, lehovies korbanehem, they have to bring B'yoyim tzavoysoi by day. All the korbanos have to be brought by day. There's a psul of shkiyas achamo, like the Gemara says in Zvochim Nuvav Amid Aleph, any dam becomes possible b'shkiyas achamo. There's a din that korbanos are only to be brought, only the akrova has to be done by day. Asks the Rashba, the Gemara over there, in Chulin Chav Beis Amid Aleph, there was a girsen in the Rishonim had, that there was a Havamin in the Gemara over there, that the whole Pasuk of B'yoyim Tzavoysoi is only referring to Korbonos of Behema and also to the Chatos Oif. But the Gemara has a Havamin that the Oilas Oif can be Koriv by night, and one is allowed to go and bring the Oilas Oif by night, and says the Gemara, we need the extra Pasuk to teach us that our Oilas Oif is not Koriv by night. And asks the Rashba that why should this be the din? What should be the Havamina that the Oilas Oif should be any different than the Chatos Oif? Just like we understand that the Chatos Oif has to be brought by day, it's included in all other Korbanos that the din of B'yoyim Tzavoysoi. So to the Oilas Oif, why should the Oilas Oif be any different? And the Rashba obliges Batzor Chiyun, and he says the Girsa must be a Girsa Mushubeshes, it must be a toast in this Girsa in the Gemara, and he immediately takes out this Girsa from the Gemara over there in Chulin, that Chof Beis Amad Aleph. Besezo Yisomeach, in Maise Sheini, he says, that according to this Yisoid of the Ibn Ezra that we quoted, and the Ibn Ezra explains that the whole reason why the person is bringing a Oila Tzorif in the case of a Oila V'yurid is only because this is the place, this takes place of the Imurim of the Chatos Behema, because already he has a Chatos Oif Kenege, the Iker Korban Chatos. The only reason why he's bringing Oila Tzorif is only because he's missing the Chelek or Imurim, which are normally brought onto the Mizbeach by a Chatos Behema, and for this, he's bringing the equivalent, the substitute, he's bringing a Oila Tzorif. Memela, maybe this is the Havamin of the Gemara, because as we know, the Halacha is that the Akrovas Emurim takes place at night. Memela, just like the Akrovas Emurim of the Chatos Behema can be brought at night, so too the Oilas Oif, which is Bemokoim, which is the Bimkoim, the substitute of the Emurim of the Chatos Behema, this is the Havamin of the Gemara, that the Oilas Oif should be able to be brought at night and is not included in the Klal of Yom Tavoisoi, and that we need to have another Pasuk to teach us that the Oilas Oif cannot come at night. This is the Yisoid of the Yisomeach, how he answered the Kasha of the Rashba from the Gemara Chulin with this Yisoid of the Ibn Ezra. Now the Miluim, into the Oy Sameach, the back of his Sefer, in the end of the Chilek Zmanim, he writes on this Yisoid, he says his Yisoid again, and he ends this Yisoid and he writes, Samachti Me'oid, Shein Chani Hashem, B'derech Emes. He's very happy with this Teretz, he answered the Gemara, and he says, Shein Chani Hashem, B'derech Emes. This is referring to the story which the Mekoi Baruch, in his Sefer, in the Akdoma, he writes, that he one time came into Dvinsk, into the house of the Oy Sameach, and he saw that the Yisomeach was very happy, and the Yisomeach told him that he just now had a cholim, that at night he dreamt that the Impamalio Shel Mailo, they were discussing that no one nowadays is anyone who learns Torah, and he's been mechaven to the Emes. And the Rashba up there in Impamalio Shel Mailo stood up and said this is not true, because just now the Yisomeach was mechadish of pshat to answer the question which I asked in my tshuvas, and he was mechaven to the Emes even more than me, because I stood by the question and I said that the Girsa is not true, and the Yisomeach answered this with a very right answer, and he was mechaven to the Emes to say that the pshat in the Gemara is because the Oilas Oif is like the Mokim of the Imurim of the Chatos Behema, like the Ibn Ezra says. This is the story which Rami Simcha told over to the Mekoi Baruch, that this is what he just dreamt, and this is what he writes over there in Miluim at the end of his Sefer, that Somachti Me'oid Shein Chani Hashem B'derech Emes, he had the Cholim, that the Rashba himself agreed that this is the Emes Tikka Pshat in the Gemara, why the Havamin of the Gemara is that Oilas Oif can be Koriv Anayit, according to this Yisoid of the Ibn Ezra. Now moving further on into the Gemara, further down the Amud, the Gemara makes all the different Cheshbonos of working out how much the Torah was Chos, how much he had Rechmonos, on someone who became a Oni, and the Gemara tells us that the Oshom, which is normally come by Kesef Shkolim, whereas the Keves is only a Ben Shono, Besela, this is Nadin, the Gemara tells us in Menoches, Kuvzain, someone who says, Oima, Hayeo Lai, Besela, then he's maybe Keves, because a Keves is normally brought Besela. The Rishonim of Yehiyahu discuss that in other places in Shas we find that the Shia of Keves can be brought even Bedanke, even a little Pruta is enough that they can bring a korban of a keves. The Gemara says in Zvochim Mem Chesam Ad Aleph that even bedanket is kosher. So too the Gemara at the end of Krisis tells us that there's no shear to a korban of a mechusa kapora. And Tosis explains that we are there's three different dargas of the Din Midrash Rabbanon. Min HaTorah there's actually no shear. And it's not like the korban of the Osham, which has a shear of two shkolim. The korban of a keves doesn't have any shear, the korban of mechusa kapora. But Midrash Rabbanon lechatchila we have to bring a korban besela. And Midrash Rabbanon B'dieved can be brought up to the danke, but lower than a danke is called a avarian. This is the third darga that he shouldn't be brought at all if he's a chatos, which is very thin and therefore is not covered to the mizbeach. That says Tosfos, even though by a osham there's actually akpoda that he has to be brought by two with two shkolim. This is what the pasuk tells us. It's a din exists hakosuv that a osham is only brought bekesef shkolim. And therefore, even if the korban, all the korbanos, all the behemoths went down in the world, the price, and he can get a very big osham shmeino, he can get for very cheap, afa bikeini as aloch of a kesef shkolim, mashenkin a gemara by chatos, if he'll be able to bring a korban or keves, even less, but he can bring a korban which is a chatos shmeino, then he's permitted to do so because there's no akpodim in Torah on how much money it should cost. This is Mahalach of Tosfos. The Tosfos Yishonim explains that Danke is referring to a keves which is 8 days old, whereas the Gemara Be'os HaSela is discussing a keves which is a ben shono. But it's worth pointing out that Rashi's Shittim and Nochis Kuzayinam Adbeisim Mefurish, that even the Shia of Sela is also Mi'alocha L'Moshe Messina, and not like Tosfos says, it is only Midrabonon. The Lech Mishnah already is Marich, Ma'isa HaKorbono is Peik Tazayin, Alocha Dalet, with the Shia of Rashi, the Rashi Shia of the Keves that has to come with Sela as Minatir, and says the Lech Mishnah, even over here, the Gemara looks for the Makur, because we did not know this from Alocha L'Moshe Messina, and therefore we look for the Makur to teach us this Alocha, but the other Shurim are actually, all the other Shurim over there in the Mishnah are Alocha L'Moshe Messina, and he's Marich over there in the Shitta, other Shittas of the Shoinim, the Shitta of the Rambam. And we'll discuss this more in the last period over there by the Shia of Mechusi Kipporim, who don't have any kitzvah. The Gemara over here ends off in the sugya, and the Gemara tells us that Be'emes, according to the Cheshbonos, he should be able to bring Bedalei Dalus, a korban of a mincha, should be able to be brought even river de pruta have, even less than a pruta. So why do we say that a korban of a Dalei Dalus, the mincha, has to come only with a pruta? Says the Gemara in Echanami, Meikah, because of the cheshbonos, he would be able to bring a korban even less than a pruta. Elo the lav urech aretz, not derech eretz, leisuya pochis mepruta lemokim. To bring a korban less than a shav pruta to a mokim, this is not derech eretz, and therefore there's a din that at least has to be worth a shav pruta. Now there's a very famous question. We'll end off the shiur with this. So this question of the achrenim, we find this question first in the Sheilas Shmuel. He's from the Baal Tana Tosfos, the Minchas Bikurim on the Tesefta. He asks in his Truvas, Sheilas Shmuel in Siman Pei, he asks a very strong question over here on Shitta of Rashi in Gittin, Yud Beis Amid Beis. Rashi's Shitta is in Gittin over there, that there's no such thing as someone being Makdish, a Pochish Mishavei Pruta. Says Rashi, the Ike Hektish is not going to be Chal on something which is Pochish Mishavei Pruta. Memela asks the Sheilas Shmuel, if so, what is the pshat in the Gemara? The Gemara over here has to tell us that the reason why he cannot bring a serious ha'ifa of soiles for his korban mincha when it's less than a pruta, because it's not derech eretz. L'chir, even without this taina of derech eretz, he could not do so because he cannot be makdish this mincha, because the kedusha of mincha cannot be chal on less than a shavu pruta, like Rashi holds that ain ekdish chal pochis mishavu pruta. L'chir, this Gemara should be a raya that there is such a thing of a hekdesh, pochis, mishavei pruta, and only because it's not derech eretz, this is the reason why the Gemara says there's no korban mincha less than a shavei pruta. Says the Sheilas Shmuel, we have to say that even Rashi agrees that even we can, there is a case where he can bring a korban mincha less than a shavei pruta in a case where he originally was makdish, the hekdesh itself, he was makdish more than a shavu pruta. He took a whole bag of soilets and he was makdish the whole thing for his mincha. And later on, maybe some of the soilets got lost, or he wants to go later on and only take a bit of this soilets, and he wants to go and bring a korban mincha from a bit of this soilets, and even this is not permitted because the Gemara says it's not derech eretz to bring less than a shavu pruta lemokrim, even though the hektish was actually chal earlier when there was more of a shavu pruta over here in the soilets. Another answer, he answers the Sheilas Shmuel, that it could be Rashi's Shitta is only by Kedushas Peh. Only when someone's makdish something with his mouth, then is a Tanai that has to be at least a Shavu Pruta, but a Mincha which becomes Niskadish through the Kli Shoris, he puts the Soiles, the flour, into a Kli Shoris, then it could be Rashi will also agree that the Kli Shoris can be Makadish even less than a Shavu Pruta. A few other Terutzim mentioned in Achronim, we'll mention a few of them, the Beis Yitzchok in his Tshuva in Yeridea, Chilek Aleph, Simukuf Chalfei, he says that Efshen Chanami, but Rashi's Gufa Mekuri is from our Gemara. And Rashi says that the reason why Hektish is not Chal, Pochish Mishavei Pruta, Rashi doesn't explain the reason, but it could be Gufa, the reason is because it's not Derech Eretz, and this is enough of a reason why the Ike Hektish should not be Chal, not just like the Pashtas of the Gemara. And Rashi's Mekuri is Gufa from our Gemara, and Rashi learns this means that it's not Derech Eretz, and therefore the Hektish is actually not going to be Chal unless it's Mishavei Pruta. Though Yisrameach also asks this question in Erichim Becharomim, in Perik Vav Aloch Yutes, and says Yisrameach that maybe there's a difference between Kedushas Domim and Kedushas Haguf. And as we know that the Mincha is a Kedushas Haguf, Memeila says that Yisrameach, it could be that Rashi's Shitta is only referring to Kedushas Domim, because the Kedushas Domim has Pidyon, he could go ahead and be Poida the Kedusha onto something else. And Memeila, it could be, since it has Pidyon, it has to be something which is worth money, at least a Shove Pruta, and this is the reason why Rashi holds that Ein Hekdush, Pachas with Shove Pruta. Whereas the Kedushas Aguf, the Kedusha has nothing to do with its monetary value, therefore there's no Tanai of the Pachas with Shove Pruta, and the only reason is, like the Gemara says, because it's not Derech Eretz, because the Kedushas HaGuf can be Chal, even on the Prochus Mishavei Pruta. Another Teretz, he answers that maybe only B'Nedova, if the person goes ahead and makes a Nedova to the Beis HaMikdosh, then there's a Tanai that he has to bring Dafka Shavei Pruta. But it could be that if he's Mechuyev to bring a Korban, maybe that self alone is enough that he should be able to bring even a lesson Shavei Pruta, and even Rashi would be masking that it's going to be Chal of the Prochus Mishavei Pruta. One final teretz we find in the Tshuvas from Yitzchok Elchonon in Ein Yitzchok in Evin Ezer Simon Pi Aleph, he brings down from his son Eper Shel Kovne, he brings down, he says that the reason why Rashi says that it's not Chal, this could be only by Amira, the person's mouth has not got koyach to go and be Mekadesh a Psoiles or Pochus Mishavei Pruta, but in a case where he's actually giving over, he's being Moise Letzibur, then it could be that even less than the Shavei Pruta is Chal the Kedusha through the Mesiria Letzibur, and since he's actually giving over this Mincha to be Koyev onto the Mizbeach, then the Hekdush can be Chal, even though it's less than the Shavei Pruta, and only because it's not Derech Eretz, therefore it is not Koyev, less than the Shavei Pruta. Maybe we discussed a few Terutzim over here, to the Shitta of Rashi. Rashi holds that there's no Hekdush on Pochus Mishavei Pruta, and the Gemara over here seems that the reason is because it's not Derech Eretz, and the different reasons why over here Rashi's Svara does not apply. Now, it's worth pointing out that from this Gemara, the Ben Ish Chai in his Tshuva in Torah Lishma and Simir Yish Lametes, he brings a Raya from our Gemara, that when it comes to the mitzvah of Tzedakah, one should also, the Kami Mekayim, the mitzvah, even on a Pochus Mishavei Pruta, even though the Lashon of the Pasuk is Venosa and there's a Nesina, normally the Nesina is Pruta, but says the Torah Lishma over here, we find that a Mincha, a Korban of a Mincha, would be able to be called a Hakrova of a Mincha, even Pochus Mishavei Pruta, even though one can say that it's not worth anything, it doesn't have any monetary value, Api Alocha, Afa Pikein, even so, we see that Be'etzem, it could be Yoitza, a Mincha, which is a Pochus Mishavei Pruta, and only because it's not Derech Eretz, therefore one shouldn't do so. Mamela says the Torah Lishma, the Ben Ish Chai, he says, he writes that one can be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Tzedakah, even a Pochus Mishavei Pruta, this is also called an Asina, only Lemokoim, it is not Derech Eretz, but a Hedyet, one can be Mekayim, mitzvah Tzedakah, even less than a Shavei Pruta. The Ikedin, it says so also in the Tshuva of Mariel Diskin, in Simchov Dalad in Agor, he writes also that Tzedakah one can be Mekayim, even less than a Shavei Pruta, even though they are Achrenim who disagree, and they hold that we need to have a Shavei Pruta to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Nesina, which says Nosrin Titein, by Tzedakah, we find this in the Beis Aaron, in Baba Kamen Nun Vavam with Beis, so too the Tzofnas Paneach, the Rogachova, in Matan Saniyim, in Perek Zayin, Aloch Aleph, and the Derech Amunah is Marich B'chayin Kenevsky, in Matan Saniyim, in Perek Zayin, Aloch Aleph, in the Bia Alocha, is Marich, in this different days, if it's Reyes, if you can be Mekayim Mitzvah Tzedakah, on a Pochus Mishavei Pruta, and can you bring a Reyes from our Sugya, that you find that the Mincha would be Kosher Meikah Adin on a Pochus Mishavei Pruta, maybe so too one can be Mekayim Mitzvah Tzedakah on a Pochus Mishavei Pruta.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClaymus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.